From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. As Europe continues to deal with the shock of Britain's vote to leave the European Union, foreign ministers of the EU's six founding members, that's Germany, France, Italy, Belgium, and Luxembourg, as well as the Netherlands, met in Berlin to formulate a response. The story now from Henry Ridgewell.
The European Union is licking its wounds after the Brexit vote. While European integration has taken a painful blow, the bloc's core members insist it won't be fatal. British Prime Minister David Cameron, who pledged to stand down by October, will travel to Brussels on Tuesday. The following day, the 27 remaining member states will meet for the first time without Britain at the table. Head of the European Commission, Jean-Claude Juncker, said the British exit will not be an amicable divorce, but neither had they ever had a deep love affair. But Britain isn't just divorcing Brussels. It's also leaving each of the member states. While some of them want to stay friendly and keep costs down, others want Britain to feel the economic pain of the breakup. And those differences will likely make for very difficult negotiations. Henry Ridgewell for VOA News, Brussels.
Russia and the Syrian government airplanes killed at least 45 people, including children in eastern Syria. Attack took place along the border with Iraq, an area mostly controlled by the Islamic State militants. Meantime, the Syria Democratic Forces, a coalition of Kurdish and Arab forces backed by aerial support from the U.S.-led coalition, clashed with the IS inside Manbij, a stronghold of the militants. Taliban in Afghanistan say they'll retaliate for the resumption of U.S. airstrikes against them. U.S. military began anti-Taliban air raids in the last week. The move came after President Obama expanded the authority to allow them to attack insurgents. This is VOA News. Police